This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. The debate over minimum wage is playing out loudly in Alabama. Last week, the Alabama House of Representatives passed a bill that would bar cities in the state from raising their minimum wages. That bill is presently being debated in the Senate. In response, the Birmingham City Council passed an ordinance to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. WBHM's Ashley Cleek has more.
The Birmingham City Council's agenda was long, but all anyone seemed to care about was what the minimum wage would be come Wednesday. The council passed their first minimum wage ordinance unanimously in August, but today, members were divided. Councilors Kim Rafferty and Valerie Abbott voted against the ordinance. Abbott said she'd received multiple emails from business owners who were worried how they'd comply if the higher wage went into effect tomorrow.
I think that that's a little bit of a short notice for businesses in Birmingham to be told that they have to raise people's wages on tomorrow.
Abbott also cautioned about starting a fight with the state legislature. But Council President Jonathan Austin said he was up for it. He and other councilors argued the state should not be involved in local affairs.
The legislature is 100% in favor of states' rights, yet they want to come in and dictate to this elected body, who we were elected by these citizens, what we do and how we govern ourselves. That item passes. Next item, Mr. Clerk.
The ordinance passed with a 6-2 vote, but the law department noted that the ordinance would not take effect until it was officially published, which could be later this week. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.